You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Alright, here I am. Another wonderful week of RSN Live. A little bit later than usual, but whatever, you know. Different lighting. Here, we'll do that. Will that solve the problem? Sometimes that light's too bright. Now it's dark. Now it's too dark. Oh, there it goes. It lightened up. So, voice RSN Live, if you want to get involved with the show, you can go ahead and go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org/participate.php, or just go to the website and click on watch and participate. That will get you there too. It's just an extra click is all. Of course, I'm also on IRC. The main channel you're going to want to hang out on is RSN, but the networks involved are Surreal Chat, which is rc.surrealchat.net. I wouldn't recommend using them. Afternet.org, rc.afternet.org. And our own RandomSonicNet, so irc.randomsonicnet.org. Remember, that's randomsonicnet.org, not .net.org. That's a little weird if you guys are thinking that's legit. So, I'm also looking on Twitter, so I want to go ahead and, you know, send a tweet to #RSN_live. It should show up, and I should see it, and I will do something with that. So, there's always that. You can also talk to me on the Twitch chat, which is available, you know, twitch.tv/voice06. Or you can use the Twitch chat. Yeah. I have two monitors. It's just, I use the, I'm usually watching the Twitch chat, which has the added bonus of letting me monitor the video feed. You know, to make sure it's not screwing up. You know, that's the main point. I don't want to see it screw up somehow, like it usually does somehow. But here we are. Also, just a quick note before I get too far into this: if I do have a crash, I apologize. That would be the first time Internet DJ Console has ever crashed on me. If it does, but so far it looks like we're good. The reason I'm saying that is because I'm testing out a newer version of the software. You know, compile from source and all that. There's some advanced features that I guess I'll eventually use, like stereo panning, so I can have myself in the left audio channel, so in this speaker, and when I talk to people on Mumble, I can have them on this speaker. I guess it'll make the dialogue a little bit easier to follow or something. I don't know. I don't know when I would use that, but it's a new option. The guy who makes the software also made some fixes. Speaking of, you can also communicate with us when I open it on Mumble. So if you go to the RSN Live page, there's a link on the bottom, or, well, information on how to get to it. There's also information, obviously, on the chat, our video stream down here. I think I'm pointing right down here. A little bit higher. No, there. Down there. Down there. All that information will get you where you need to go to communicate with me live outside of the Twitch chat. So, I'm surprised I got that on the first try. Other warning, I did see Comcast flaking out a little bit. It's actually been somewhat good the past few weeks, so if it screws up, don't blame me. Blame Comcast. They're Comcastic. You're not fooling anyone with your Xfinity rebranding, Comcast. You're still a shitty service provider. Just pointing that out. What else can I do real quick? Oh, by the way, I am trying a seasonal beer. We got some Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Ale going on here. Because why not? It's October. Honestly, this should have been held off for November, because that's when like, you usually have pumpkin pie and all that shit. But, eh. It's not really that good. I'm going to be honest with you. It is. The taste is bad. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I just don't like sweet beers, but it just tastes bad. 9 more bottles of that to go. Okay. I think I'll go ahead and start inserting some music here before I get too far into my goof-ups. Oh, what can we do? What can we do? We'll do some more All-Star Racing Transformer music once it decides to load. We'll see how that goes. All right. RSN Live Voice. way to convert that file. But in the meantime, I can't, so we'll have to wait before I can play that track. Oh well. So, what else is going on while I try to convert this? Let me see if I can find it. It's being angry. It's being very angry is what it is. Please take a look. I understand. Just do it. Now watch. It completely obliterates FFmpeg and then I'm screwed. that would be my luck. Why does FFmpeg take so long to compile? It's because there's a lot of shit that thing covers. Just fucking do it. This thing's pissing me off. It doesn't want to do anything. The bugs I find. This wouldn't be a problem if I hadn't screwed up FFmpeg. Okay, you know what? You stop. You stop, alright? Move the the file to Lockbox and we'll just copy it over. All this work to satisfy one person. This is what I do. Doesn't matter anyways because I don't have FFmpeg. Actually, you know what I could do? Dirty method, but it just might work. Come here, VLC. Come here. I need you to convert a file for me. Yes. Open. Let's convert that. Convert it. Destination. We'll do that. It'll go to an OGG file. Because then I know it will work, because OGG doesn't screw me over like the other stuff does. So, let's see. It says it's converting. We might have it working. It's the only problem with VLC is it just takes forever to do it, you know, whereas if I were to use FFmpeg, it would work. But for some reason, FFmpeg doesn't want to work. It gives me this weird fucked up error. Here, I'll go ahead and paste it in the chat. That's the error I get. But you know what? There's some good things about Linux. Like all the gaming news that's going on. Hey, look, I made it segue. So, what am I talking about? Those of you who are watching this, like the stream, you're watching this via a program called OBS, which is the Open Broadcaster System, I believe is what the name of it is. I'm trying to find my folders. Now I've completely confused myself. Way to go. Oh no, there's no tag. I don't care. It'll go in my next music break. So OBS, Open Broadcaster Software, is basically what I'm using to stream right now. You're supposed to be using it to stream games. In fact, I'm actually abusing Twitch TV in that you're supposed to be using Twitch TV to stream gameplay. I'm not doing that right now. And I haven't actually done that in a while. I probably should, because I don't know if these guys actually watch any of this. But anyways, long story short, after all this time, you know, developing it, the guy who makes it, like, does the bulk of the coding, kind of finally realized that what he had built, because he initially started to make something that was compatible on all platforms, Mac, Linux, all that, he finally realized that he locked it down to Windows, and doing all the work to convert it to be a multi-platform system would be more of a pain than just starting over from scratch. So that's what he's doing. He's starting over from scratch. And I have no idea when that project is going to get anywhere near completion. But in addition to that, somebody else got pissed off about the fact that there's no fraps for Linux, so they've started making their own tool, Simple Screen Recorder, which claims to do the same thing, and that it will be able to stream to servers and stuff like that. But, yeah. We'll see what happens with that. I will certainly be interested in getting some kind of screen recording. So, what I really want is I want to be able to ditch Windows completely for this show, because due to this fact that the guy kind of locked it down to Windows, I have to use Windows on my desktop to stream all this video. Just the video. The laptop is completely running Linux. And there's a whole debate I could have about how I prefer Internet DJ Console to SAM, which is what everyone else uses SAM. I've tried it, I've looked at it, and I didn't like it. It was way too convoluted for what I needed, so that, and you have to pay for it, and me being a cheap asshole, I would prefer not to have to pay for things. So, Linux is free. The laptop is not free. That I did pay for. Internet DJ Console's free. Jammin, the DSP, the digital signal processing that does all the EQ and compression and all that, that's free. The software to link the laptop to the... Got a burp coming up here. To link that to the desktop, completely free. So, the only thing I'm paying for to run RSN Live is the servers. That's it. That's the only thing I'm paying for, is the servers. And then, of course, on the desktop side, I had to get Windows, because OBS is only working on Linux. And I could, or only working on Windows. Wow, I'm really not paying attention to myself tonight. But at the same time, I kind of like the ability to have all these little texts and icons and all that on my video stream. Except for the Twitch icon. That one. That one can go away. If we can get that to go away, that'd be nice. But I don't think that's going to happen. Not anytime soon. Unless I start my own streaming server on that, which would probably become problematic. I don't know how I'd do that. It'd probably be way more intensive than what I'm doing right now, and it would probably fry the laptop. But my point is, there are ways to stream video to Twitch from Linux. I wouldn't get any of the fancy stuff like the scrolling text and all that. What is this image? That? I wouldn't be able to do that. So, I kind of like, funny that that's still there, by the way. I could video broadcast to Icecast, but as I have learned, both by participating in watching Radio Sega stuff and having worked in IT for 7 years now in various jobs, people don't want to think, and apparently all of you are set in your ways to use Winamp and iTunes, which, first off, those two are pieces of shit. I don't know how you can stand using it. iTunes is so bloated and slow. Winamp doesn't even, support Opus natively. It's not that hard to implement. I mean, you know, if you're not a programmer, it's insanely difficult, but there's libraries, there's APIs, there's all this stuff. I don't know why they can't support this stuff yet. Well, I know why iTunes isn't going to support Opus, because it's an open standard, and we know that Apple hates open standards. They hate it. That's why they made their own computer hardware. So, but yeah, nobody who watches this show except for you, Woe21, or, let's see, who else can I think of that would probably try to watch it? I don't know. I think you're honestly the only one who would try to watch it if it was broadcast in Og Theora or WebM, which, you know, there's no WebM streaming just yet. My nose is itchy tonight. Can I just say that? It's not because I'm on camera. I get these periods where don't you dare tape that out of context, Rax. But I get these moments where my nose just starts itching like crazy. It's kind of weird. Very weird. Honestly, I wouldn't use Theora anymore. I'd use WebM if I was going to stream. That's just me. That is just me. Also, let's see what happens with SteamOS. That'd be an interesting one to try out. Some other one. By the way, I have embarked on a quest, if you will, to get the Sonic Stadium people to see the joys of Linux. As fanboyish as that sounds, understand that a Pokemon topic has been the top topic in that forum for well over 4 weeks now. Just saying. They can't judge me. You cannot judge me. First off, it's a little weird that a Sonic fan forum is going, absolutely gaga, like 24/7 over Pokemon. It's a little awkward. You know what I'm saying? A little awkward. Just a bit. Just a touch. Just a touch of the awkwardness. Yes, I still go to Sonic Stadium once in a while. Like I said, I'm trying to. I am a little disturbed by the fact that, like, every other person there has, like, a My Little Pony avatar. I don't know what's up with that. It's a little creepy, yes. Oh, also, small note, because apparently Lost World got released today. I almost said unleashed. Got unleashed today. That could have been a pun in itself, I guess. There you go. Lost World is being released as we speak. You can get it. I don't hang out on Sonic Stadium all the time. I'd probably go insane. I mean, again, I'm not trying to put the site down. I'm just that kind of person that kind of sees some stuff like that and goes, no. We'll go ahead and sidestep that. I mean, I do deal with, I hear it's been really, you know what? Maybe I misspoke. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot. Let's check Wikipedia. Because Wikipedia is the passion of truth. We all know that. Released in Europe, October 18th, 2013. North America will not see it released until the 29th. So, God, even Japan isn't getting first dibs on it. It's just Europe, and then, what was the other one? Europe, Australia's getting it on Saturday. Japan gets it on the 24th. America gets it on the 29th. That's how that's working out. So, Miss 34. What? That looks like some kind of bot. So I'm gonna go ahead and. We got bots in our channel. And of course, none of my stuff is working. That's fabulous. All right, I think we're just gonna kick into some music here. We are. That was fun. Accidentally maxing the volume on my headphones. Oh, that's one way to wake up. It's because you're not making a shared library. Or something like that. FFmpeg's a little weird. Well, 21, that's why you're getting that error. It all has to do with libraries and the way it works and some weird stuff like that. But anyways, moving on. Typical Rax disappearing during a song. He wanted to hear... I will make a big deal of this. I'm totally making a big deal of this. That's what I do. Right, well, I guess I should break the news that we're not doing a fan fiction tonight. I know I had said we were going to be doing some Sonic Underground fan fiction, but it turns out they really don't have much on that. Imagine that! The one Sonic series that's more despised than Sonic X doesn't have a lot of fan fiction. Yeah. Instead, I'm gonna go ahead and open up the chat. So, if people want to get in on the chat, now would be the time to do that. But I'm seeing. First off, where's Trekkie? Usually Trekkie's in on this. He seems to have gone away. He's hiding. Somewhere in Canada. I don't know where, just somewhere in Canada. I can't move people, so just that. I don't know if anyone's paying attention at this point. But instead we'll just do that. Yeah, there is a lot of trees in Canada. Oh, there he is. Well, not Trekkie, but one person. He seems to have muted himself, which makes us completely worthless. It's the best RSN live ever. And once again, I have no idea what to talk about because I'm not doing anything. I'm not gonna play Lost World anytime soon because I'm not plunking down $250. Huh? What expectations? People expect things from me? Who is this man? This is voice. What? Well, this is working out quite... Huh? What? Oh. A person. He's part of the crazy world of the internet. There we go. Unmute. You can't hear me. You can't hear Mumble on... Huh. What the shit? What the shit? Hold on. The VoIP connection got taken out. What the hell? The VoIP got to that. Okay, yeah, there. Now you should start hearing. Okay, now you guys should be able to start hearing down the stream.
My stream is better than yours.
Say something. Anything at all.
Bah.
There we go. Now you're going over the stream. Okay, maybe
wow,
it looks like...
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. My light came through. Yes. Yes.
I'm going to have to, like...
I don't know about this stream now, either.
Yes.
What?
You don't even care to make it say that.
What?
Oh, wait, we are on the stream. Yay.
Yeah, we are on the stream. For us, it's incredibly delayed.
Yeah.
Voice, we still do not hear you, Mumble.
Yep.
You don't hear me, Mumble.
Me
How about
yeah,
now?
We're on the stream. Oh, yeah, we go. Yay, now I can
there
hear you.
There we go.
Your reverb.
What a crazy day.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. At least you were able to turn it on really quickly.
You, look at that.
You didn't fumble the cable, right?
So I've been talking to myself.
Yeah, okay. First of all, yes and no. I had the stream on while it wasn't working, so technically I still heard you.
Heard me?
Heard. Yes.
You heard me.
I'm using bad English in my words now. Thank you. Thank you, Lance.
You're very welcome. I should try to force onto this Mumble one of these days. Jay-Z.
Shit, I want to talk to him.
You guys don't have friends I don't know about.
I have many people I know about. I feel I should make a note about the fact that I just spent 5 hours working on my message board. So, if people want to go ahead and visit that, that'd be amazing, because then I wouldn't feel like I wasted 5 hours.
Of course.
That's directed to the people listening to the stream and the podcast. Because I know there's at least one person who listens to the podcast. If I can get to one person, that'd be amazing.
Make the difference in just one life.
Exactly.
Make that much of a difference.
Well, where are you going to go to get your RSN fix?
That's a really good question. Better question.
I hope you could have, like, cut the domain name RSN so that I would only have to search for that. But apparently, no.
Why would I make things easy?
With the premiere of new top-level domains, you can now get rsn.vermogens... I can't fucking pronounce it.
apparently,
how about
rsn.net.au is racing sport.
Why don't I just, why don't I just spend $500,000 and I'll buy a .rsn top-level domain?
I don't see why you wouldn't.
I don't know.
Yes.
Doesn't GoDaddy have a deal for, like, $2?
I think that's just for .coms.
Subforum just makes it sound like a much nicer person. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? That I'm a mean person? I am not the one who's, like, arbitrarily banning people.
Wait,
all right?
You got a person for that?
You weren't around.
This reference to a very special administrator. Am I missing something?
Yeah, I'm assuming he has a very special administrator. Did you just hint
to that? Tails wasn't around for the whole Simon Y era, so...
Well, neither was I. I just wound up in the middle of a fucking split. Hey, I'm 12. What's going on? Oh, okay. There's two websites. Why not?
This makes things interesting. Websiteception.
Indeed. And how much drama happened? Oh, that's right. We made a whole text-to-speech album.
Wait, what?
I still fucking have that.
You do, that's how I got it.
Send you the album.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
It's a weird half-downloaded of the version of the sequel. I don't know how good it is, though.
There was a sequel?
Yeah, there was. Let me see if I can pull up the name.
It's funny that I still know how to get to your folders.
You have bigger fan bases than my shitty friends do.
Let's see, what can I download here?
You can download the internet. It'll only take 5 games.
Let me see if I can find a good example of some of the stuff we have here.
Boys, I didn't know you were friends with Google.
Here we go.
Yes, donkeyporn.mp3.
It has to be that.
Let's see. We got tea with Queer Jimbo and Quick Man.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you guys aren't going to be able to hear it on Mumble, which is good for me.
Good. I don't want to hear it yet. I want it to be a special moment.
You want it to be a special moment? What are you waiting for?
Waiting for me to actually
listen
to it.
I can listen to it myself.
Where is it?
Because you have it.
There it is. All right. Here, I'll just take you guys off the stream and they can hear it.
Hello, I'm Queer Jingo.
And I am Quick Man.
We are eating crumpets and drinking tea. Oh no, I have spilled the tea.
So stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. As it turns out, I just have two versions of the same album, but there are a few tracks that are different between them.
Oh, we got bonus tracks.
Something like
bonus
that.
Tracks.
One
has 27, and the other one has 62.
Well, this is like way back when Jade was still around.
I don't know how he's doing.
I don't know either. I don't keep up with the Sonic community.
I talked to him when I was in freshman year of high school, and he sent me something while he was drunk about how don't waste your years.
That sounds like him.
Now I just graduated, so...
It sounds like him. I'll just say that. I remember, like, watching some kind of video where he was some kind of, like, ninja janitor.
Yeah, those were actually pretty good. School,
I don't remember what it was called, otherwise I would find it on YouTube.
The Pink Panther, something like that.
The Pink Panther? The
he
janitor?
That was using that.
I don't know. I just remember it being funny as hell. Just because he's like all serious as he's saying these stupid lines.
He's a good man at that. Give him credit.
Good man. Good man.
Meanwhile... No, I haven't really kept up, because once I kind of left Sonic Retro, I kind of stopped following that, and it seems like everyone else kind of jumped ship as well, because everyone I've talked to that used to go there that doesn't go there anymore is, like, more than the number of people that are still going there.
Reluctantly go there, and, like, post every so often I run into weird hardware, but, yeah. I think I talked to...
I'm still banned from there, as far as I know.
You are, but you could just ask and they get rid of it, considering the gentleman is not there anymore.
That gentleman. Assuming this gentleman is Dr. Evil.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not?
He's still in IRC, by the way.
Hmm?
Oh, dude, there's a whole bunch of idle people on that damn IRC.
No, he's on a different network. I think he's banned from Bad Nick.
Okay, I would expect that, because he still makes music that isn't half bad.
Yeah, I'm not gonna count. IRC, there's like 30 people that are always on looking at it, and then like the other people are just like dead inside. I'm not joking.
Is that the whole of IRC as a whole?
I do want to give credit, Overlord. He still goes there, and he's still the best one.
I actually went to SSRG, made like a post, and they were all shocked.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Funny around you.
Every time I wind up here, it's always this discussion about, hey, people still exist, shit.
Well, what else, like, I don't follow you much around other stuff. I mean...
I don't do much other stuff, man. Like, I just watched all of Evangelion. That's about the biggest thing that happened in my life in the last 2 months, and it was fun.
You see, be like me. I have a big dream and then be scared how you're not going to be able to finish them in, like, a year.
That would be me.
Cool, you actually do stuff.
Yeah, I do stuff, quote-unquote.
You do more stuff, unquote, than I do.
I just sit in a chair.
I sit in a chair too.
I take that back. I actually do some work. I do things.
What do you do work in, voice?
Computers.
I like computers, voice.
Everyone loves computers. You know what you should do?
I try to not work on computers. Based on my job is next year.
Rax, I did say in the chat that Cash Cash song made me think that my computer was locking up. Does that count? It's very very unchatty.
This begs the question, what the hell is Sax going to
do? I don't know.
Like, what did he do?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I have no information for you on that subject.
Not a clue.
You know what I like? I like the fact that there's a whole, like, fucking wiki on Chris. There's no wiki on all this shit.
There's a wiki on me? What?
Like, no, an entire wiki?
You think I was talking about you for a second there?
It's weird.
No, I'm talking about that Chris.
That Chris. What's that Chris?
The Chris is gayer than you. Let's put it that way.
I know a Chris that is, but that's different.
Yeah, well, we're talking super duper level. We're talking about Eminem hates him levels, okay?
Eminem? Like
we're starting to tread into the awkward territory here.
Do you know Eminem?
Yeah.
Doesn't he make music or something? I forget what he does.
He makes noise.
He makes noise on cassette tapes, and I like it.
People still... Oh, damn. I need to get a cassette tape.
You should. Yeah. You know what you should do?
Use the magnetic media and save my password.
Not cassette tape. 8-track.
Fun story, Romania. They call the TV the cassettophone.
I have no idea what that means, but I'm going to assume it's related to the old... method of tape.
I'm assuming that all Romanian TVs have like a tape player on them then.
I may have meant radio. I just know that that's what I call it when I'm talking to a Romanian person.
Some very weird conversation there you got with your technology.
No, Rax, I'm not even talking about the Christmas Sonic X. I'm talking. I don't even know what his last name is. If I knew what his last name was, you probably have to find that with very easily. Mm.
Oh, you gotta go in 4 minutes? Well, ironically enough, RSN ends in 4 minutes, technically.
And took you this long to start this wonderful discussion, didn't it?
See?
I know! See?
No reason.
See what happens? Wonderful discussions, all delayed until, like, the very, you know, and I have a very stern rule that I won't pull Silver Sonic and go 4 hours over the allotted end time frame of my show.
He did that.
What does that mean?
It means that he's supposed to end at X time, but he's made it like a tradition that he overruns that time by like 2 hours normally.
Oh, this is a person doing radio things. Oh,
yeah, this is Radio Nintendo. See, in the world of internet radio in the Sonic community, there's like three biggies, and then there's RSN Radio.
I stick with a few small podcast networks.
But, RSN Radio is the best show! Best show ever!
This is why I need to move to Eminem, then I'll have all the money, then I'll just be able to give you money, so you don't die of starvation.
I'm not starving, I'm fat! I'm fat, how am I starving?
Well, I'll wait till you're skinny. Then we'll talk.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a pretty fat person.
You know what you could make a spin off of it?
I mean, I don't have a double chin, unless the beard tied in it, and I just never noticed. That's not good. Don't do that. Stop.
What's the word I'm looking for?
No, don't do this to me. Something's screwing up.
What? Wait, what's happening?
The wireless network's getting goofed. What the hell?
I'm hijacking this and turning it into
I'm thinking Comcast just dropped, but I'm still talking to you, so that can't be true. Something just weird happened. That's
something probably fucked up with the server.
It says it's streaming right now.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think you just restream because I'm getting an ad now.
Stop playing.
Maybe they pinged you too much.
They probably did, but it's saying that the wireless network's got issues.
There we go.
No, that network's okay, but everything else here is kind of like goofed. That's that's a little weird.
Just be glad it's working. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
There is no issue. Don't worry. All right, let's something's goofed on the wireless network. I bet you somebody on the house is abusing
downloading Linux IOs. We all know.
That's not cool. I'm gonna have to start disconnecting people. Who the hell is using up all the bandwidth on the network?
Hear anything about that D-Link backdoor they found?
It's time to take a look at the network here and see what the hell's going on.
See, this is why I have Cisco, because if I have Cisco, I can yell to them. I'm working for them.
If you set your user agent to something like Joel4861 backdoor in reverse, you can just bypass authentication.
Who is using all my fucking traffic?
That's interesting.
Who's using it all up?
Let me see here.
It says that it's good. Wait, it looks like it's back to normal now. Okay, so the network's back to normal. Of course, as soon as I get it online. Yeah. Well, isn't that fun? Isn't that amazing?
I mean, you could call it fun. I don't know. It's up to you, man.
What's fun to you?
Decide for yourself. Make your feelings known. Contact podcast@voicesemailaddress.com.
Okay. If anyone's still listening to this, if you have any complaints about the quality of the stream, the email voice@fraud.com.
Yeah, just buy voices fraud. hackfuck@gmail.com or something. I don't know.
It's back. The video stream's back. All right.
.fraud.com.
Yeah, $2.99. Use GoDaddy code Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic Chog.
And if you use my name and if you go talk to the SOPA, if you talk to the what was that?
Coder 199.
If you talk to the environmental animal people, I forget their names. Apparently, you can say my name to them and then give you like free pudding or something.
Yeah, PETA.
What?
Yeah. Talk to PETA. Mention my name.
What?
Pudding. It's a win-win.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Dark, by the way, we are still streaming. Just so you know.
Good.
That's good.
Wait, is that good or bad?
It's good. It's like one of the better times I've been here.
I really need to get wired connection. I might
need a switch.
I need to adjourn to the basement is what I need to do. Cause that's where the switch is.
Voices Podcast Emporium. You don't even have to add an echo effect. It's horrible ambience.
Hey, just imagine how much fun this could have been if I had done this at Sonic Boom.
Is that?
Hey, wow. I would have been more entertaining than fielding questions about Amy Rose. I'm just gonna put that out there right now.
Okay, wait, I didn't watch anything. There? That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. They a lot of people ask questions about Amy Rose for some reason. It's really weird.
What questions are there that aren't in the wiki article?
Panties.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of clothes she gets her clothes from. I
Well, why would you know the answer?
I don't know the answer. Neither did Sega.
I know the answer. She gets them from www.sluts.com.
I own that domain.
Let's put it this way. Sega didn't know, and they're the ones who accepted the question.
They accepted that.
They accepted the question because you had to submit questions. And they had to screen them.
That must not have been a huge pool, gonna be honest.
Hey, they dumped my question about when they're gonna start supporting Linux, so...
That is a lot better question, except... I think they did start that. Because Football Manager 2014 or whatever came out.
Yeah, but Sonic Team isn't involved in Football Manager. That's Creative... What is it? What's the name of the... Creative Commons? No, that's a license.
Yeah, Creative Commons.
Yeah, it has a big license.
That's a... Wikipedia can tell me. Football Manager...
Well,
Metallica.
Bringing things full circle, I'd imagine.
Sports Interactive.
As well, they might.
Sports Interactive is the company that makes it. But yeah, Sega or Sonic Team isn't involved with that, so... Yeah. And they just barely got Generations working on PC, so...
Really? I thought it worked kind of well.
Well, aside from the fact that there were, like, areas that got, like, trigger glitches...
Oh, those trigger glitches? Those are more for, like, speedrunning.
I thought that was just me.
Those trigger glitches.
There's, that, like, water scene thing in Chemical Plant Zone that even on my computer, which is, like, high-end gaming, even my computer's like, it slugs through it.
Mm.
Well, then again, you're running a 250, a 520, aren't you?
680.
What, you upgraded, that's interesting.
A 680 should have been more than capable of handling that scene.
I wondered why they saved the intros and like cutscenes that are in engine rendered as like MP4s or whatever it was.
I think they're BIC. So I remember there being a BIC.
It's probably because the PC version is the 360 version.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know if you noticed, but 360 really isn't that powerful. And Sonic Team isn't very that efficient in coding.
Of course not.
So, put two and two together and you've kind of got clusterfuck supreme.
I didn't know that it was a BIX in the 360 version, though. Oh.
That's how they always do it.
It doesn't need to be a BIX on 360.
What it amounts to is the animation would be too much for the game engine to handle on the console.
Yeah.
And it would slow down. And then we get like a Sonic 06 type effect where the game slows down to 10 frames per second, doing nothing.
Yeah.
So they probably just rendered it on a dev kit and then said, oh, put it as a movie file.
No.
Yeah. There's movie files.
Probably.
There's
should
movie
have,
files
like,
for Xbox Director.
Like, I don't know, like, how hard is it to come up with a game engine where it goes, oh, hey, this computer's totally capable of doing this scene on its own. Let's do it. I don't know.
I'm questioning why they're still using, like, why they're still using Havoc, possibly the worst engine ever.
Sonic Team.
Yeah. The only reason, like, seriously, the only reason Halo 3 used Havoc is because Bungie was like, oh, fuck, okay, I guess we're not using DirectX today.
They got bored.
It's like, Havoc, gotta make Halo 3.
Eh. Well, what is it Rockstar uses? What was it, like, Euphoria?
Uses Rage. Rockstar uses Rage.
Yeah, but they have a physics engine that's not Rage.
Yeah.
I think it was Euphoria, is the name of it.
Possibly. That would explain all the damn ragdolls in GTA 5.
And then, let's see, I know Volition, their game engine, they, like, made a big deal about the physics engine they made because they, it's like the big draw to their Ghostbusters game.
What?
Volition and Ghostbusters? I didn't know those two were related.
Yeah, I think they, hold on one second. Let me look it up.
I have it over here, actually. I never beat the game because Reasons.
Let's see, Ghostbusters.
Because YOLO and Ghostbusters is a YOLO.
Atari. Terminal Reality.
Ghostbusters the video game, 2009. Oh, sorry, it wasn't Volition, it was Terminal Reality.
Yep. I think it's running on just Unreal Tournament. Whatever is default.
The engine is the Infernal engine.
If it was Unreal Engine, it would be UDK, but if they're talking about physics engine, yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah. No, they made a huge deal about the physics system. Because
every game makes a huge deal about it if they're actually trying.
Well, it's just like the way the proton beams bend is all done in physics or something like that.
It didn't show. They weren't that incredible. They looked okay.
Yeah. Physics, schmizics. Turned on PhysX in Borderlands and I saw nothing.
Eh.
Because my graphics card was apparently good enough to render all the fucking flappy objects without it on.
By the way, I'd still like to point out, Rage still sucks.
Eh. They added gloss. That's good.
The game still has texture popping.
Of course the game still has texture popping.
Oh, there it goes again.
You are listening to RSN.
Why did it restart?
We don't know what the hell we are doing.
Who is hitting restart? It's weird that it's doing... You know, I should probably stop this show. Well, you got disconnected from the stream already. I mean, I'm still streaming, but here, there, now it's back on. That's a little weird that it's doing this.
Just cut it to the first time you, started screaming when it got cut off. That'll be a great ending.
That would.
By the way, this is the end. I think it's been over 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's been well over 4 minutes, so I should definitely find an ending track.
Goodbye, everybody!
Bye, buddy!
Alright. Let me just mute myself here. Mute self. Deafen self. Well, that was certainly interesting. To say the least. The way it decided to screw up like that. Hopefully next week we'll do better. Until then. Did I find the song? There it is. Hopefully the show doesn't get screwed by LAN issues again, but, yeah. So this is RSN Live, voice signing off. I'll see you all next week!
are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.